That night on the way home I thought it over again. One sentence stuck in my memory: I want to get into the advertising business, and I want to work for you, and I thought the obvious thing to do was to come and tell you so. It all struck me in a heap: how many of us have sense enough to see and do the obvious thing? And how many of us have persistency enough in following out our ideas of what is obvious? The more I thought of it, the more convinced I became that in our organization there ought to be some place for a lad who had enough sense to see the obvious thing to do and then to go about it directly, without any fuss or fireworks, and do it. And by George, the next morning I sent for that lad and gave him a job checking up and filing periodicals. That was 20 years ago. Today Oliver B. Adams is the vice president and active head of the Great Oswald Advertising Agency. Old Oswald comes to the office once or twice a week and has a chat with Adams, and of course he always attends directors' meetings, but otherwise Adams is the head of the business. It all happened naturally enough, and it all came about through that darned obviousness, as old man Oswald good-naturedly characterizes it. Before Adams had been working at his checking and filing job a month, he went to his boss and suggested a change in the method of doing the work. His boss heard him through and then asked him what was to be gained. Adams told him that it would save about a quarter of the time and handling, and errors would be almost impossible. The change was simple, and he was told to go ahead. After the new plan had been in operation 3 months, he went to his boss again and told him that the new plan worked so well that a girl at 2/3 of his salary could take care of his work, and wasn't there something better for him? He said he noticed that the copy staff had to work nights, and he wondered if they didn't have so much work for the future that they could start in to train up a new man. The boss smiled and told him to go on back to his work. "You are no John Wanamaker." Back he went, but also he began to write copy during his spare time. The copy rush was an account of a big campaign for the California Peach Canners Association.